For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. There's no such thing as an off-season for a college basketball coach. Someone who knows that well is Michelle Clark Hurd. She's the new coach of the Western Kentucky University Lady Hilltoppers. Clark Hurd played her college ball at WKU and returned to Bowling Green in late March when she was hired away from the University of Louisville, where she served as the Cardinals' top assistant. Since her hiring, Coach Clark Hurd has been evaluating her current roster, hiring assistant coaches, watching game film of potential recruits, and attending tournaments featuring dozens of traveling all-star teams. Coach Clark has signed three new players since her arrival: junior college transfer Bianca McGee, LaAsia Wright, who helped Louisville DuPont Manual win this year's Kentucky Girls High School Championship, and Kentucky All-State guard Kendall Noble of Perry County Central. We asked Coach Clark how the recruiting process works. What's it like going on home visits and meeting recruits and their families? And how much prep work is done in advance by the coaching staff before they make one of those home calls?
It works in different ways in different situations. If it's a kid that we have already recruited and basically been on campus and done some of those things, well, some of the preliminary things we might not do. If it's a recruit that we're going in and say this is the first time that we're getting a chance to sit down and talk about WKU, we're going to take in a portfolio. We're going to show if she hasn't been on campus. We're going to show pictures. We're going to, you know, do all these different things to show them what WKU is like. But then you go through explaining everything. It's basically explaining to them what the university has to offer. So you talk about everything from academics to, you know, the trips that you take to how you travel, and you break it all down. I think it depends on your staff and how the flow goes. I really feel confident that I'm not a script type coach, but we'll also understand and know that whoever you go in the home visit with, one of my assistants or two of my assistants, then we all we kind of flow off of each other. They know that naturally I will be the lead, but they have different areas that they, you know, talk about, academics or just them adding different things to it. So I think it's kind of how the home visit go. And then normally you get a good meal, you get to eat and, you know, spend time, and you just get a chance for them to see you, who you really are too, and your staff.
Mm-hmm. You're going to be recruiting some of the best players in the state. One of your competitors is Jeff Walls, your former boss at U of L. He's going after a lot of those same players that you are in the state and region. What's that going to be like going up against a dear friend and former employer?
We are going to compete, and we're going to see each other on the road, and we'll go after some of those same kids. And at the end of the day, Western Kentucky, University of Louisville, and University of Kentucky, we all don't have 30 scholarships. So there's we'll be competing for those top kids, but there might be a kid that Louisville doesn't need that position. Well, it might be one of the top kids in the state that I need that position.
When you were a high school player in Louisville, when you came to play college ball here at WKU, as you know, WKU was the one premier program in this state that you would look at and say, that's a big-time women's college basketball program. Now, since then, U of L played in a national title game not too long ago. University of Kentucky women were a number two seed in this past NCAA women's tournament. What has happened since you were a player to see such a rising tide in this state and throughout the nation of high-quality women's players and programs?
Well, and I think it's like I discussed in the press conference. AAU basketball is huge. It's huge around again. Actually, we're getting ready to go out this weekend. It's evaluation weekend for us, and that's where we're going. We're going to watch these AAU teams. We're going to watch these young kids. That's what it's all about. But I think the biggest thing, too, is just what the University of Louisville and the University of Kentucky decided to invest in women's basketball. There's no way that we don't have the ability in this state to have three teams in the top 25, and that's what I'm shooting for, because I know we have the ability to do it. It's like Dr. Ransdell said, we got three Final Four trophies sitting in that locker room over there, and I want to have the opportunity to bring another one there or more. So we have to think that way, because we have everything else here to be able to have the opportunity to do that. And now we just got to go out and continue to get those players and get that passion back, where people are coming out every day supporting those things. And then, you know, we already have the market. Men's basketball just had an unbelievable run. So Western Kentucky's name is already out there. We have done a lot. Football is doing incredible. Volleyball does. All these sports do really well. And that passes along to different generations and different parts of the country. So that's what it's all about. And that's how women's basketball has spread.
You mentioned AAU ball. For somebody listening to this interview that doesn't know what AAU is, tell us what that is.
AAU basketball is basically where high school players, or even younger, and they collectively put on a team, and basically they travel around and play in different tournaments. Well, basically you take the best teams or the best players from every region or every state, and they have some 3 or 4 different teams out of different states, and they go and compete. And that's what it is. And so as coaches, it's an awesome opportunity for us because we can go to one venue and watch a ton of talent in a weekend. So that's one of the things have changed, because it used to be where you would go to individual team camps or individual camps or team camps. Now those are more, you get more bang for your buck, basically, because you're able to send your coaches out and they're seeing more prospects. So you're getting a chance to be able to evaluate more. So that's what AAU basketball is.
Coach, you talked about wanting to bring back the excitement and the emotion and getting EA Diddle packed for every women's game. And sports college sports is a big business, in addition mm-hmm. to all the things we've talked about. You know, there's TV deals, there's all the ticket sales, jersey sales, et cetera. When an athlete comes to WKU on a full scholarship, you know, they've got their education paid for, mm-hmm. they got room and board, they've got meals, they've got mm-hmm. travel, access to athletic training and all sorts of different things. There's, as you know, a conversation that's taking part in parts of the country about, is that enough? Should a college athlete at a big-time basketball, football program, should that athlete, you know, receive some other type of monetary compensation?
Well, I just think that you said a lot when you said those things that they're already offered. At the end of the day, as student athletes are what we are. And to get that education and all the other things that you're provided, I think you get a whole lot. And what you get out of it is not, I don't think, always about the money. Because I really believe that they're well compensated in a lot of ways. Now, am I saying, I just believe this, and this is how I could comment on that. If that was something that were to take place, I think it would just have to make sure that it could take place for every student athlete across the country and not for the schools that just could afford it. So I think that those are things that you would have to look at, because the athlete that is playing in the MAC compared to the athlete that's playing in the Big East or the Big 12. If that's something that people think that should be something that should be done for the athletes, I just say that it needs to be done across the board fully and whatever.
And would that be, in your opinion, too, necessary for what non-revenue sports? In other words, would the male yes. golfer and the women's
yes.
swimmer
yes.
would also?
Yes. I just don't think that we can single out basketball player or the high revenue sports that we're talking about compared to the other, because we're no different. It might be different because of the television markets and all the things you're saying, but at the end of the day, that track person or that softball player, they're doing just as much as my athletes are doing. And so that's how I see that.
Coach, thanks so much for coming in and speaking with us.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Michelle Clark Hurd. She's the head coach of the WKU women's basketball team. This isn't Clark Hurd's first time as a college head coach. She previously led the Kentucky State University women's team before becoming an assistant coach at the University of Louisville. A native of Louisville, Clark Hurd played her college ball at WKU and was a key part to 3 20-win seasons and 2 Sun Belt Conference championships. You can hear an audio archive of our interview with Coach Clark Hurd at our website, wkyufm.org, and at our Facebook page. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis.